I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Anna Vanderwall, Bailey Van Vorst, and Macy Schultz with the Pella volleyball team. You guys just swept Ballard. How did it feel out there? We'll start with you, Anna, to be out here playing again among your teammates and have a good night.
It was really exciting to be our game opener at home, and we had a really good crowd tonight, and I think everybody just felt the energy in the gym. It was really exciting, and we were all really eager to get out and play tonight, and it felt really good to win in three. So.
Well, and Bailey, you had it going on tonight. As far as I know, by my count, you didn't have any errors. What was really working for the offense, do you think?
I think we were able to get our free ball plays going, and then even just our out-of-system balls, I think our back row was able to put up good balls for us to hit, and we were able to just put them down.
Well, Macy, you're going to be the libero this season. Talk about what you were seeing defensively. I know Ballard went on a couple of runs there for a little bit at the end of sets. How were you guys able to recover and adjust?
Our serve receive was a big deal. We had really good serve receive and communication in the back row, and we were able to get those balls up and put them away. So that was really good teamwork, and kind of all the pieces just fit together, and it was a long time coming, and it was fun.
Well, and Anna, coming in, this is now your third season of starting for Pella. Think about where this team was, obviously, last year. A lot of ups and downs. What are some of the things you guys really worked on, do you think, in the offseason to kind of make those more consistent?
We definitely worked on serve-receive a lot and our defensive patterns. I think we have a really strong back row now, and then we just kept pushing our front row, too. I think we have really strong hitters this year, and we can be really aggressive offensively and defensively.
Well, and Bailey, you've got some very nice defensive players like Macy, but a lot of you hitters now are playing all the way around this season as well. How do you think these girls are adjusting to passing in the back row when they normally didn't last year? And how do you, adjust to playing all the way around now?
I think the other players help and, we're adjusting well because of us who have already played all the way around. And I think just us who have, our more experienced back row, talking with them and just helping them, in practice and then in games, it helps build their confidence and builds our confidence.
Well, and Macy, this season came with a big coaching change. You've had Coach Peterson, who was an assistant last year. Megan Clayberg's back, and a lot of young assistants. As a senior on this team, how have you tried to maybe even help some of those coaches adjust, knowing that there was a lot of things that you probably did last year that you wanted to carry over to this year?
Yeah, it's been fun. They've done a really good job of asking us traditions that we want to carry on, and we've done a really good job thinking of new traditions and new ways that we want to improve the program and things that we want to bring into the program and make new traditions for teams down the road. So it's been really fun to kind of build upon the program and build upon each other, and it's just been a good experience overall.
Well, and Anna, last time I talked to you, it's been quite a long time. Since then, there was no soccer season, and your summer was pretty limited. What did it mean to get back on the floor with these girls for volleyball, and what does it mean now to be able to play?
It meant so much just to be able to start working on it in July, even when they started working on it. And I think everybody here just loves the sport of volleyball, and we're just so thankful to be able to play. And now getting to play actual games at home and stuff, you can just feel everybody's excited and ready to just be out here again and have fun.
I'll come back to you in a second. Macy, similar question. I actually interviewed you this spring as a part of our spring sports spotlights. Obviously a lot different now to be playing again, and you're looking forward to your senior year, I imagine.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time coming. So just the energy that we all had before the game, we were so excited. We've been talking about this since there was 26 days until the game. We had a countdown going. It's just been a long time. It's been hard work, but we've loved every minute of it. So it's been so fun.
And Bailey, you were a part of the team that went to state 2 years ago. This team's in the rankings this season in the preseason, obviously some pretty high expectations. I imagine the goals are high too for the team. What's it going to take to get back to state?
I think just all of our communication and our bonding. I think if we can just stay strong as a team and we can work through all the challenges and we can just keep our spirits high and everything, I think we'll be able to keep pushing through and beat all the teams and make the state.
Anna Vanderwall, Bailey Van Vorst, Macy Schultz, thank you so much for joining us. It's so fun to see you play again, and all the best this season.
Thanks.